I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Shaw's of Sunset After Show. Guys, this is the finale. We got a big show to go over, so we really need to get into it. My name is Yvette Soro. We have a very special guest today. We have a full panel. Carla Contreras is here.
Hi.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, everyone.
Happy Cinco de Mayo. And Ashley Foltz.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in.
And, of course, Amiria Sai.
Hi.
And guys, we have our special guest, Ali Ashouri.
Woo!
Hi,
everybody. Thank you so much for joining us for the finale. This is huge.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Of course. So we had a jam-packed show. We got the Sip and See, MJ's event, which half the crew didn't even go to. Nima reconciles with his dad, which was really nice to see. Gigi is going in for round two of her IVF, which we know she just gave birth, so it was really nice seeing that. And Sarah, her 4th of July party, which was interesting to say the least. We are going to get into all of it, but first I want to know your overall thoughts for the finale or for the whole season. What did you guys think? Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. I feel First of all, the season was cut short. I was left wanting more after the finale episode. I thought it was really good, and we got to see a lot of loose ends tied up, but I still think there could have been a lot more episodes. I feel like there was more to cover, especially seeing Nima with his family. I feel like we're finally getting somewhere. I was like, wait, how is this the last episode right now? But overall, I feel good about it, and I really like the season.
Agreed.
See, I agree with the fact that it was cut short. I feel like for sure it has to be the shortest season. It was only 13 episodes. I think last season was 24, but I feel like there was no real resolution. Like, we've been arguing about something all season, and I feel like nothing really, really got solved at the end. So I was kind of bummed about that.
Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, you guys, it's actually nothing's been resolved. All the fighting is still happening in real time.
Still going.
It's still going. So it's not, I mean, the season ended, but the problems are still there. So hopefully at the reunion, some of the resolutions will happen. So.
Yeah.
And what's crazy, Ali, is the timeline as well. Like, it seems like this happened almost a year and a half ago. And now it's just so much time has passed. So can you give us a little on the timeline as far as all the drama between MJ and Reza?
So we were filming in March of 2019. So March 2019, we started. April, May, June is when, you know, everything was, the Sip and See was in June because I was in New York. That's why I wasn't there. So it's, there's a lot that we were filming, and because of what happened with the drama and all the restraining orders and the Tommy's jail time, all of that just happened after filming. And so the season kept getting pushed back until we're supposed to come on in December, I think, and they kept getting pushed back to when it aired, which was February. So it's definitely was very intense. I mean, we all had a really rough summer. It was a really, really hard time to live through this. It was difficult.
Yeah, and then reliving it when it airs, and then getting all the backlash. I mean, I can only imagine. We'll get into that, but this season, I do think it was short. I agree with, Carl and Ashley. I feel like it was short. I left the season finale with a pit in my stomach because, like we all said, nothing was resolved. Friendships are ending. Are they going to get resolved? I don't know. This whole Sip and See. So, Ali, you were invited, but you were in New York at the time, so you couldn't make it.
Yes, I was at World Pride in New York, so.
Me too. I was there too.
But I wanted to go. There was a period, but it might have been moved back to the next weekend. So I was hoping for that to happen, and it unfortunately didn't happen. And I had already booked everything, and so I couldn't be there, unfortunately. But I would have loved to be there. So.
Right.
Of course. Okay. Good to know, because it was just a scheduling conflict. Because MJ, on the show has said how much you mean to her and, how you've been there for her for so many years. So this is quite scheduling conflict, because I was wondering that in the show. I was like, why isn't Ali there? I thought they were friends.
Yeah, no, it was a scheduling conflict. I love MJ. I love her like my sister. She's an amazing person. And I'm always going to be there for her. I mean, the drama that happened this season kind of like put a pause on our friendship, but I don't anticipate us not being friends in the future. And I think that we're going to be fine once everything gets resolved. But, you know,
will you tell us what is happening right now between you guys? Is it you aren't talking to her at all?
No, we are talking. We are talking. Oh, it's just, it's just not the same. You know, Tommy went through a lot of problems, and obviously he went through a really difficult time going through jail and, you know, all the, like the legal battle that they had. And unfortunately, he's just not ready to be, you know, around me. And I think that some of the blame is on me anyway, because I did start the whole thing and I did talk about it. And, you know, I was the catalyst that started all of the problems that happened in the show, which, you know, I don't want to take responsibility for everything, but everyone is responsible for their own actions. But I, you know, have a blame for all the drama that happened. If I had not said anything, none of this would have happened. But, you know, we are a reality show. We're supposed to have, you know, live our true lives. And I call, you know, when I see something that's not real and that's fake, I, you know, wanted to just reveal it and, you know, to show the viewers that this is what we're supposed to be talking about. Yeah. You can't just hide a part of your life and not talk about it if you're in a reality show. Totally. That goes through across the board. It goes through for me too. I mean, it goes through everyone that's on the show.
Yeah.
Ali, you mentioned, sorry, Carla, 1 second, real quick. Ali, you mentioned something about jail time. Tommy didn't serve jail time. You're saying the alleged jail time, right?
No, he did serve 4 days in county. Because, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
How do we miss that? Oh my God.
He did, yeah, he did serve 4 days in county because I think he was offered community service and he didn't want to take it, and he took jail time instead.
Oh my God.
I don't know the details. I mean, that's what I'm reading from what's been out in public and also from the tweets that Tommy's been sending. So that's what I gather. But he did go to jail for 4 days.
Wow.
That's insane.
We had no idea.
Wow. Carla, go ahead. Sorry. Didn't mean to cut you off.
No worries. So you just, I mean, we don't get to see a lot of your side of the story on this show, which is pretty unfortunate because you're such a major role in what happened. But you just said you definitely were a catalyst. What percent of the situation do you really feel like is your problem? Like, do you feel 100% responsible, or you feel like there's other people that need to take accountability in this situation?
Absolutely. There's other people that need to take accountability for the situation that happened. I take responsibility for the way it happened. I didn't want to reveal the information the way it did. It happened, but I was, you know, talking to my friends, Destiny and MJ, and they both knew what I was going to bring up. And, you know, I just kind of happened to be that I tell Destiny at lunch, where she already knew. She could have stopped me if she didn't want this information to come out, but she just went with it. So that's why I think Destiny needs to take accountability for her actions, because she definitely knew what was coming, and she knew that I was going to talk about it, and she was wanted to be part of this too. She wanted to talk about it because her and I were really close. And, you know, I remember after we were done shooting our scene, she's like, "I got you. You're my brother. I have your back." And that never really happened.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So that's, I mean, for me, Destiny has been really, I feel like I was duped. Like I was, I cannot believe somebody that would be your friend. And I was such a good friend to her, and anything that I could have done for her, I would have done. I would have given my shirt off my back to give it to her. And I was that kind of friend to her, where she would come to me and I would like help her with stuff and whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, we would talk on the phone every day. MJ and I were really close. We all would FaceTime, the three of us. And this is the time where MJ was on bed rest. So we would talk all the time and we got super close. I mean, I knew things about her and she knows things about me that no one else knows. When we have this kind of close friendship, I never expected that she was going to sell me out. And literally, you know, she doesn't even say my name anymore. She's just MJ's friend.
Yeah, so I was like,
it's really like, it's just like, it's actually funny. It shows me like, I feel stupid that I was, you know, such a good friend to her, and for her to show me her true colors. I mean, I'm never going to ever trust her ever again. I don't think that we could not be friends. I think I can be acquaintances with her and I could be cordial with her, but I don't think I'm ever going to have that close friendship that I had, that she would call me her brother, I would call her my sister. It's just not like the same.
Wow.
You just feel like you know better now. Like you can, yeah, you don't have to hate her, but like, you know your place with her.
I always gave her the benefit of the doubt. I thought she was, you know, I thought she was genuine. She's a very good actress. She will make you feel like what she, you're very close to her, and she's, you know, she's your friend, and she cares about you. And she would text me every day, like, I'm thinking about you. How are you? Like, I mean, it's just crazy. Like, we would like talk all the time, and to the, wow, point now that we're not even talking, and she's literally crawled up Rezzo's rectum, and he's just like, she's just living there.
Wow. I love that you said rectum. I love that. You're the best. There's a couple live chat. We have a couple live chat people. I just want to give them some attention. Missy Masood said, bring it, woo. She's so excited. And then Jean Walsham is saying, it's a little shady, but she's saying, oh boy, Ali, I'm not happy with you. Change my mind on this chat. I'm open to hear your side. So we're really going to try to give you, we want to hear your side. So we're not we're not here to do that to you. And then someone said, I wouldn't go to jail for 4 minutes, but clearly Tommy went for 4 whole days instead of doing community service. So there's that.
I was going to say, Ali, can you kind of told us where Destiny stands. You feel like she had a part in it. Set the story straight on MJ. I feel like that's what we've all been dying to know all season. Was she pushing you to go to Reza and telling you that the relationship was shit and you need to call it out? Or what really went down with MJ? How involved was she in your decision to confront Reza about Adam?
So I want to talk as much as I can before revealing any more information that I want to talk about if I go to the reunion. So I'll give you like a general statement.
Okay.
Me and MJ told me like what I said on the show. She did tell me that they're not happy in their relationship, and that's all she's ever told me. Okay. She's never said any specific information about their relationship, and that's the fact. That's I swear in my mom's life, my mom is very important to me. So she's very, my mom is sick right now. She has a neurological disease, and her life is so important to me. It's very precious to me. So when I swear in my mom's life, I'm not lying. So
you mean it. That's your way of saying it.
Absolutely. So, MJ has never said anything about Reza and Adam's relationship, specific things. I don't know anything. Okay. The only thing I know is that they're not happy in their relationship, which is something that I already knew because watching the reunion from last season, they were talking about divorce. So I already knew that they were not happy. So, and I have all this information that I think Reza should know, because they're trying to have babies through surrogacy. And, you know, I just was like, okay, that's like, you don't want to bring babies when you're not happy. So that's just going to create more problems. And let me tell you some information that you should know. And I told that to MJ and I told that to Destiny, and they were like, yeah, we should talk to him about it. The original idea is I was going to go tell Reza, and they were going to be there to support me, to have my back. So, and it didn't look shady that way. So we were really coming from a supportive side, which was MJ was saying that, you know, I feel like he should know this information, and it's coming from me. I don't think she would want to betray me either and tell my story and my information to Reza. So that's why she didn't say anything to him, because she also had my back, because I'm a friend to her too. So she can't sell me out to another friend. So the best way for me to talk about it is for me to talk about it, to tell Reza everything. And I should say Ratza, that's better.
Oh my God.
So
wow, that's a lot. That's a lot. Ali, I love you. You're
That makes sense though, I have to say.
It's common knowledge, because that's how friendships work. Like, you know, you're talking to a friend, I'm friends with a group of friends, I'm close to a couple of them, I'm going to tell them something. That's happened normally in real life like that anyway. So, and your friends are like, you know, you confide in a friend about something. That's what happened with me and MJ and Destiny. That's why I told them everything. You know, and the way that it happened though, it just looks like I'm shady, I'm thirsty, I'm looking for attention. People are calling me that all the time. It's just like, I mean, whatever. You don't know the backside, the whole story about it. So it does look like that on TV, because they did put a montage of me looking like Creeper, you know, in the background. But I was there. I'm really friends with these people. I've been friends with them for 4 years. And it's just, it's authentic. It's not like it's just ridiculous. I mean, to be planning to be friends with people for 4 years so I can do this 4 years later. I mean, like, doesn't make any sense.
No.
So are you surprised in the season finale that Adam still wanted to keep the restraining order against Tommy?
I'm not surprised because that's the kind of person Adam is. He's very vindictive and he's very, you know, bitchy and like just catty, and that's what he was trying to do. Let's be real here. That's a power play that they're trying to do. They're trying to put problems for MJ and Tommy, so they're having problems in the future of the show. If they want to film anything with them, they can't because they're the restraining order for 3 years. You know what I mean? It's not like they're scared for their safety. They're, you know, I'm going to be hurt in my house. Like, it doesn't work like that. They're trying to like push everything out. That's what they're trying to do. They push her out and they're like, what can we do? We're going to use this to like say we're scared and we're going to push them out of the show so they don't have problems. They have problems filming in the future. I mean, that makes sense to me.
Wow.
Definitely.
And they all have the same friends.
Right.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, Amir, I feel like you had a question. I wanted to hear it earlier when I cut you
off. Oh, no, it's okay. I'm gonna save it for later because I have a couple questions. So I'd rather just like save it for later because I want to really, I have some timeline stuff I want to figure out with Ollie, so we'll figure it out.
Okay.
Yes, we will get into it. So what did everyone else think of the sip and see? So Mike and Paulina didn't show up. They're still mad about what happened in Hawaii. Obviously, Reza and Adam were not invited. I don't know. It felt incomplete to me. I was just like, this is a baby. Like, this is a blessing. And like, everyone just like wants to be mad. And it's just.
I have to say, having a baby myself, I felt like it was the sign of the times. It for me felt like a coming of age story to where she is having children and growing up and moving on with her life. And everyone else really isn't in the same boat anymore. They're still single and partying and living their own lives. And to be honest, you're super selfish before you have kids. And I was like that too. And then once I had it, I was like, you kind of figure out your friends that you're going to be hanging out with now, because the friends that don't have kids, you're not going to see a lot. It's just the way things roll. And so I felt like, I was like, this is like very relatable.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I feel like when it comes to the Mike stuff, I kind of see where he's coming from, because I'm the kind of person that like, if I'm not vibing with you at the moment or we have unfinished business, the last thing I want to do is show up somewhere, be fake, be in a situation that I don't want to be in, and maybe, you know, do the wrong thing, say the wrong thing, talk to the wrong people. So I think like personally, I would have done the same thing. I would have stayed home and dealt with him at another time, brought a gift over maybe later. I don't think that was the time for him to show up, especially if he was still feeling super angry. So, I mean,
I just think it's so sad that, you know, it took a really, really hard time for MJ to get pregnant. So she really went through a really tough time twice, being in vitro and trying to IVF, and the first time failing, second time working, and then having a really rough pregnancy, and then having a disaster of a birth. She almost died. And for this miracle baby to be born and to be there for us to celebrate, I just can't believe how people cannot put petty drama behind and just like celebrate her and her baby and then deal with the rest later. I you know, when all this was happening, when she gave birth, I went and saw her in the hospital. This is 2 days after this scene that you guys saw. It was 2 days later, I went and saw her in the hospital. And I made sure that I was there to support her, even though like all this drama was happening. It was a really, really hard time for me too. And I was there for her, you know. Me and Sherman were the only ones that showed up to the hospital, and no one else came, because they were all having their own stories that they're, you know, making up or whatever, and their conclusions that they're coming up to, and they're saying that, you know, MJ did all this, where they don't know all the information, they don't know all the facts, and Reza has a lot of power on everybody, and he's trying to like control the whole narrative too. And you can see that he's trying to control the narrative, but it doesn't really work that way. It doesn't really work when you can't control it, and it turns into what it is now.
So true.
Right, right. There's someone in the live chat, Ali, I wanted to ask you about this. I don't know if you like are in contact with Asa or if you've met her, but someone is asking, MJ is getting a dose of what she gave Asa when she had her son, Karma. What do you have to say about that?
I mean, okay, so I know that MJ has talked about this, and she's, you know, how many years? 4 years ago, 5 years ago when this happened. Mm-hmm. So MJ was a different person 5 years ago than where she is now. She made a mistake. She's apologized to her numerous times. She's been very positive towards Asa, and Asa is just not responsive to her, you know, positive messages. And I haven't seen MJ say anything negative about Asa recently. So she made a mistake, and she owns it, and she owns that, that she made a mistake. And yes, she said something, like she called her son a bastard, and you know, whatever. Like, she said that, she apologized for it. It was just not a big deal. I don't think you should hold a grudge for something that trivial, about something where she's apologized for over and over again. And I think that if Asa really wanted to have a relationship with MJ, she could have, because MJ is open to that, and they have kids now, and they could, you know, they could have a friendship where they, what they had before. So I don't know Asa personally, because I've never met her, so I don't know anything about her. But I just, you know, as a viewer of what I saw and what I know now, as, you know, my friends and my frenemies,
whatever you can call it, right? So it was not something racial then, Ali. So it's nothing racial, because the kid is half black, half Persian.
No. I don't think it was just what she said about having a baby before getting married. So I think that's saying that. It's not anything racial.
Great.
The least racist person ever. Like, she's not at all stupid.
Awesome. Just wanted to clear that it up. Just for that.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, before we move on, we do have to thank the viewers for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. We could not do this without you. Thank you for being so loyal and tuning in each and every week. You're always in the live chat, always in the comments, and thank you. So if you are here, give us a thumbs up, subscribe, turn off the notifications if it's too annoying. If you're listening on iTunes, give us 5 stars, and wherever you are, get involved in the conversation. As you can see, there is a lot to talk about. So we really appreciate all your opinions. But moving on, so we had Sarah's 4th of July party. I don't know why they decided to go back to the scene of the crime. Like, I just was like, I had a pit in my stomach the whole time. Carly, you're shaking your head. Do you agree with me?
Yes. I was like, why would Jay's go back there again? And not to mention that we were saying, like, Sarah's not the most fun person. She should not be the person throwing the finale party, okay? I'm sorry. I was not about it.
Yeah, I felt the same way. I was completely, like, distraught. I was like, why are we going there? And also, Sarah, I just still can't get down with it. So I was like, the whole thing just didn't make sense to me.
Yeah. I agree with you, Ashley. I'm like, is she renting that house? Because we only see it when
I have some tea for that.
Oh!
Give it to me, and I called it. Please tell us the tea.
Okay, so I hope I don't get in trouble, but, like, I'm not talking shit, because I really don't know she owns that house, and that's why she's living there.
Wow. Okay.
I just knew it was her house. Like, I totally just knew it, and I think we all did. We were like, that's probably not her house. So
thank you for sharing.
I'm not saying anything negative. I just want to make sure that's clear, because I don't want to be like catty queenie and like whatever.
But I'll say something catty, you guys, because you know what I thought? I was like, oh, did R. Kelly buy her that house? Because I think that's the only way she would have that house. There's my shade.
Have any money,
Robert?
But Robert doesn't have any money to buy her house. So Robert can't post bail. He can't even post bail. Get so I don't think that's it. Well, when I did, this is a perfect segue, because I actually talked to Sarah's brother, Sam, who's like barely on the show, but he was on 2 episodes. He gave us some real colossal tea about that. So the fact is, Sarah paid him. Again, I don't know if Ali can confirm or deny this, but this is what Sam said, that Sarah paid him to be on the show, to, like, kind of give her, like, a storyline, and then really kind of effed him over and started talking trash about him and used him as a way to make herself look good.
Yeah. I didn't know that. Like,
yeah! You didn't know that?
I didn't know that. I don't know if that's true. Like, my face, I had my own idea about that. I was like, okay, maybe this whole thing, well, we know the whole thing with Destiny was fake. Like, whatever. Like, that, they never really, like,
He told me that. No, he told me the opposite, Ali. He actually said they hung out multiple times, and the producers were, like, obsessively calling him to, like, let them film, and he wouldn't let it happen. He's like, because he has no real reason to lie. And, like, when I did the IG live with him, he had no reason to lie. So he was like, he's like, Destiny was so in it, but, like, when they went on that date, he's like, I would always burp at dinner. He's like, I would always make those faces. He's like, that was our relationship. Like, it was a mess. Like, he's like, we hooked up that night.
No, I know. What I meant was like Destiny using him as a story, not like.
Yeah. Oh, sure, sure. Yeah. 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 Everyone was using Sam. Yeah. Everyone was using
Sam. Like, say, like, poor Destiny guy. Got really interested. She's not the kind of girl that will hooks up, okay? I know her. She's not like, she doesn't just go like have one night stands, okay? And then the fact that it happened on TV, and I'm like, okay, that's what is going on? Like, this is not real. This is not the real Destiny that I know. Or, yeah. She's been somebody else to me, and this is her true self. I don't know. You know what I mean? So I was like, maybe she's a hoe. I don't
know. I love Destiny. I gotta say, I love Destiny.
I love her too.
We disagree on that.
Sorry, Ali.
We disagree.
Ali, can I ask you a quick question about Destiny and your relationship? So when you were on Heather McDonald's show, Inside Scoop, you talked about I don't know if it was Heather McDonald, but I got this information that apparently allegedly you gave Destiny $8,000 to get ready for the show. Is that true, false, or true?
Okay, so MJ misspoke. She was at Watch What Happens Live. She misspoke. It was not $8,000.
Okay, that was Watch What Happens Live. Okay.
Yeah, it was not $8,000. It was $5,000. And
that's any better.
I hate talking about this because this is like I'm so mad at MJ for bringing this up because it's very private and I just didn't want this to be out because I'm not that kind of person. She did ask me for it and I offered it, but she never took it. So, it was there for her to take, but everything worked out and she didn't need it. So, so that's what that is. I want to make sure that's clear because I don't like to have any sort of, you know, that's not true. It wasn't 8,000. So I just want to make sure that's clear.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, you were being a real one. You're being a good friend.
I know. I like that.
Yeah. Thank you. Really nice. Of course. Unlike what the show made you out to look like.
Oh my God. They needed a villain and I want to hear
they needed a villain. Yeah. You were the pawn in that situation. Guys, I don't know about you, but I was really upset with Nima. Just like literally spilling the beans to MJ. Like, oh yeah, he's not dropping the restraining order. I don't think it was his place to tell her at like this 4th of July party. It was just so like gross to me. He was instigating.
Okay.
I don't think he was instigating. I know Nima. I think he was just trying to like warn her that it's not happening. Just don't be like,
He was giving her the chance too. This is the only time you two are going to be at the same place because clearly you guys are not hanging out right now. So maybe he thought, if I tell you now, maybe you can go confront Reza. Maybe he'll change his mind, have this talk again. Yeah. So I kind of did see where he was coming from. It felt like a good place. Although I see what you're saying, Rivette. Like it seemed like stirring the pot. He was like trying to get it going almost because you're like, why are you like, make them go talk to each other.
Like Reza should have told her that.
Right.
Because that's like such a groundbreaking, like big moment in the show. And I'm sure Reza would have wanted to tell her, like in his own way, however that would have been. But I get what you're saying too.
I don't think Ratza works like that. I think he
every time you call him Ratza, like I die inside.
Love Ratza. That's amazing. I love that name. I kind of agree with you because Nima, something about Sara's house or Sara's sister's house, whatever, activates Nima in a very shady way. Because the first time she had a party, he brought MJ out of nowhere and like wore that robe that said M fucker, whatever. But oh, oops. I just said the bad word, whatever. He wore the robe, brought MJ, created all that drama. And then this time, I feel like the season finale was running out and the producers were like, we gotta have something. So I think that Nima kind of knew like this is his way to kind of get in there. I know he's like such a nice guy, but like I was a little disappointed with the way it was handled. Like at a party, it's just not appropriate.
Yeah. What killed me about Nima telling MJ the situations that he told her and then like drops the bomb and walks away with Destiny. Like figure it out. I'm just like, oh my God, you are so messy.
Yeah.
I did enjoy his moment with his father. I feel like we've been waiting for that all season. I was like crying during that scene. It was so genuine and it made me like him. And not that I didn't like Nima, but that part bothered me. But then seeing him with his dad, I was just like, this is nice. And I didn't know they had another little sister, a half sister, but you know,
I know.
Sister. Yeah, neither.
Yeah. He's a really good brother to her too. I see her, like, I see him going, picking her up to school. She goes to UCLA, I believe. And,
yeah.
And he's really there for her. So it's really nice to see that.
Yeah, that was nice. He got her a little gift too for going to UCLA and everything.
He's a really good brother. He's a good brother to both Mona and
Zabba. I love Nima. I hope he figures it out and can get some, I don't know, good therapy.
Closure.
And, feel better. Yeah, closure, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. I just want him to, find someone and maybe settle down, and maybe she'll convince him, to have kids, and that'll be, the way around. If he loves her so much and she really wants kids, then he'll go for it.
I think they have a really, really amazing relationship, and I want them to end up together. I think they will eventually, because he does respect her a lot. And
are you talking about Erica?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think that they do have a really good relationship together, and I see that, and he talks really highly of her, and he has a lot of respect for her, and she's been there for him when no one else was, and that's something that's very, very special to Nima. And I think that in the future, I hope that they can work it out and they can be together, because they're a really good couple together.
Yeah.
They're so cute. There's actually an Erica in the live chat that's saying, love his eyes. I don't know if it's that Erica or not. So let us know if you're that Erica. Yeah.
He does have beautiful eyes. Guys, any last thoughts on the season finale before we move into our interview portion?
I just wanted to say something quick about Paulina. I just kind of feel like a lot of people, I saw this on Twitter a lot, people were kind of coming for her and saying that she twisted the words and all of the stuff that MJ said during choosing not to show up to the baby shower or the sip and see, I thought was really mature. And I think she's classy. She doesn't want to get involved in all the drama. I like that about her. So I think that if I felt some sort of way about the way someone said it, even if they didn't verbatim say strict or whatever, whatever she heard from what she said was disrespectful to her boyfriend, future husband. So I respect her for not showing up. I don't care if there's a baby involved. If I show up, I'm going to flip a table at a baby shower.
Yeah.
If I'm upset. Same. I
don't bring the drama. You're right.
It's inappropriate.
That makes sense.
You're there to sip and see. If they came, Mike would have yelled at MJ 100%. So,
but they made up in Hawaii, though. That's the thing. They made up and she apologized.
Exactly. She accepted her apology. So don't accept the apology if you're being fake about it.
Yeah, that's true.
And she was sincere. She looked very sincere, and they had a good moment. So I don't understand what happened.
What happened, guys, I think that Paulina accepted the apology. I think that Reza did not. That's the difference. Reza is we're not going, Paulina. I don't think.
You mean Mike?
What did I say?
Mike. Okay. Reza.
Oh, my God. My bad. Raza.
What's happening?
What?
No. I'm sorry. Yeah, you guys look confused. And I was
like, Reza told Paulina not to come? Oh, my God. How did I not know
that? He would do that.
He would do that.
That's true.
He would do that. He does that. Ollie? He gets a bagel.
That's funny. The shade tonight, you guys.
It's too much. It's getting hot in here.
Yeah, it is.
Full of shade. A lot of shade.
The shade master. I'm here, Kenya Moore, I'm better than her.
Oh my God.
She's too savage. All right. So moving on, I guess we have some more questions for you, Ollie. Amir, I know you have some questions prepared. Would you like to start?
Yes. So I want to do the timeline, because you did a really great job on Heather McDonald's show, setting up the timeline of the text. So it was Sunday Fun Day. I remember that. So paint me the picture from Sunday Fun Day. Your friend is invited to go and do this, whatever, strip Jenga, because it wasn't actually naked. Strip Jenga.
It's strip Jenga. And then by the words of the game of telephone, it became naked Jenga.
Got it.
I never said naked Jenga, but now everyone's like, even the title of the episode was naked Jenga. I'm like, wow. Did nobody get this right?
Right? It's nobody, the telephone is the problem with it. But set us up the timeline from Sunday Fun Day. Your friend left for a couple hours and then came back. So tell us what happened in those couple hours.
So I was out and I see my friend Marvin, who's also Adam's friend. Okay. Mm-hmm. And he is like, oh my God, what are you doing tonight? I'm like, well, I'm here. I'm doing this. I'm going home. And then he's like, okay, well, I'm going to something at Adam's house. Do you want to come? I'm like, what is it? He didn't tell me. And he was like, oh, I don't know if I'm supposed to tell you. It's, we're having some strip Jenga night. And I'm like, with who? And he was like, it's just me and some other guy, whatever. And I'm like, okay. Then while I meet him, I go and meet my other friends. I lose him at the bar and I text him like, hey, where are you? And he was like, or he texted me. I have to pull it up. I don't remember, but
that's fine. Don't worry.
He was like, you know, where are you? I'm like, I'm at the bar. Where are you? He's like, I'm going to Adam's. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm not coming. He's like, come with me. And I'm like, I'm not coming. That's weird. That sounds weird. I'm going to come like some Adam's house and like have like strip Jenga night with some random people. Like, it's just, I'm no, thank you. So I never went. So then I texted him, or he texted me afterwards, and he's like, where are you? And I'm like, I'm going home. Where did you go to Adam's? And he's like, yes, I did. I left, I'm coming back. And I'm like, OMG, that he has to Jenga. And I remember specifically that was the weekend that that Reza had gone on his hair care line to go, you know, for business or whatever out of LA. So
right.
He was in New York. And I think that's when it all happened. You know, this whole strip Jenga thing happened. And I know it happened for a fact because Marvin went. And then the next day, I talked to Adam because we were supposed to meet up to go hang out. He calls me. He's like, I'm going to meet up with Asa. And I'm like, oh, okay. I'm going to go meet with MJ. And then we should meet up afterwards. It's like, okay. Yeah. So we're talking about it. And he told me about the night before. He's like, I had, you know, we had strip Jenga. And if we had lost one more game, we all would be butt naked. So then I'm like...
What so it did it? Happen. He lied the whole season then.
It absolutely 100% happened. And he like,
wow.
Yeah, it happened. That's so the thing that I know that he's lying. You could see it in his face. And, you know, I don't think anything happened, but God, were they like,
with all this?
He did it's so weird. So he did text me in September. Okay. I'm going to read it to you guys.
Yes.
Read it.
I've been dying to know this. I'm like, has there been any conversation?
Hold on, let me. It's so fake that I just like didn't respond. So I had taken my mom. I had taken my mom to Mexico for a treatment. For a neurological disease, for stem cell treatment that is not available in the United States. So I had to go to Mexico for that, and I was there. And somehow he knew that I was there. Because I posted something on Instagram. But he texted, send me a message. This was September, okay? And I know the reason, I think why he sent it to me, I can discuss that too. He's like, hey, Ali, your mom has been on my mind and I wanted to reach out and say, I hope she's doing good. I know how much she means to you, given everything that has transpired. I don't have any feelings and wish you both the best. I hope she gets better since she's your rock. I wish you the best in life.
Wow, that's nice.
It's nice, but it's not genuine. It's not genuine. You know why? Because the altercation with me and Reza happened in April, okay?
Mm-hmm.
September, when all the jail time and all of that was happening, okay? So they sent this message to me to soften me up so I don't press any charges against Reza and try to send him to jail.
Okay.
That's why this is what's sent to me. It's not genuine. Because it's just not. That's the.
I have chills. Like, this makes me sad. Like, yeah, very.
And they're saying all these negative things about me. If you really feel this way, you shouldn't be talking negative about me and calling me all these horrible things and saying all these negative things about me, not saying my name.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so disrespectful. It's as if you're like an animal.
It's so childish. It's just like. I mean, I'm having fun with it because I changed my Twitter name. Ali Ashuri, aka MJ's little friend. So
I saw that. I was laughing. I was like, he is leaning into this stuff. Riva, I'm gonna ask one more follow-up on that and then I will go to you guys. Okay, so Ali, about the timeline, I wanted to really discuss this because on Twitter there was a lot of victim blaming because people were like, You're not being harassed. I want you to speak on this sexual harassment. If you're feeling, I have had friends in group chat, gay guys do this. They send dicks, gay porn. But if you tell people to stop, they need to stop. And that's harassment. So can you talk to those people that are saying, Ali, well, why don't you just block him? Why don't you stop responding? That's, if you feel like it's harassment, I want you to speak on that.
Absolutely. And thank you for asking me that question.
Sure.
So it started as jokes. And he was sending me memes and like little porn, whatever. And it was just funny at first. Okay. It was like just sending little comments here. It was like, do you like this dick, LOL? And I'm like, OMG, it's so big, whatever. Like it was like it was harmless at first, okay? And that has happened before and I've received that from other friends and whatever. But then as it got progressed and long and more of these texts were coming and coming, he was asking me about my personal relationships and what I'm doing. I'm single, I can do whatever I want. Like if I told him I hooked up with some guy, he would use it that day with some like porn, and he would be like, was it this guy that, you know, that you hooked up with? Was it this guy? Is this you getting banged over here? Like, is this you like being like, you know, taking this? Can you take this big, you know, like dick or whatever? And I'm just like, and I'm like, okay, so, and I was like, okay, why are you, first of all, degrading me? That's degrading me. Like trying to like talk negatively about me and talking negative, saying all these negative things, but sending it as a joke. And it's kind of like an LVP move. Like she's just like, you know, I was joking, but like, like you're really not joking when you're like making fun of me and you're actually saying that I'm this, you know, this whore or whatever. Like you're trying to say that I'm like hooking up or whatever. I'm single, I can do whatever I want, okay? Mm-hmm. So it just progressed and progressed and progressed to the point where I was getting like 4 or 5 of these messages a day. I wake up in the morning at like 8 o'clock to go to get ready for work, and I had like message at 5 a.m. from Adam, like, oh, you want to, can you take this big guy? Can you handle this one? And I'm like, okay, I wouldn't even respond. Sometimes I would just like not respond. And then he would send another one, not respond. He would send another one, not respond. Sometimes I would say, LOL. I would send it like an eye roll emoji and just like try to be like, just whatever.
Leave me alone, yeah.
Yeah, and I had told him verbally that I told him like, stop. Like, I don't like to get these messages. It's making me uncomfortable. I even said that I'm at work. One time I opened my messages from him, and it was my coworker walked by, and it was like a really inappropriate video that he had sent. It was like a meme. Like it was just really vulgar and like just ratchet. And my coworker saw it, and it was like, and I had like my phone in my hand, and I'm so embarrassed that I'm a pharmacist. I'm a professional. I take my profession really seriously. And for me to have, and I have a really big job. So I have people that are under me that I'm responsible for, and I've set example for. And if my, you know, somebody that's, you know, that's, I'm supposed to be their supervisor sees that on my phone, it just looks bad on me. And I just, I'm professional. It's my personal phone. I don't like that discussion being talked about me. I walk by Ali's phone and he had like porn on his phone. That's just so inappropriate. And I worked really hard for my profession. I went to, I studied a lot to be a pharmacist, and I take it seriously. I'm licensed in 3 different states, and I'm not, you know, I don't like to be in that situation where my profession is jeopardized. And I told him that. So he clearly was, you know, didn't care. And he would like send them to me, and I just was getting really irritated. I was also talking to other guys that are in the community that were friends, like my hairdresser is also Adam's hairdresser. And he was getting the same text messages. And he was telling me that I'm getting uncomfortable. He keeps doing it to me. And I just kind of like, don't respond, and he stops for a while, and then he continues again. Same exact story with me. He's done it to so many other people, and it's just a joke at first, and everybody's like, LOL, but then it gets really vulgar, and it's just not appropriate. Mm-hmm.
It's crazy that as a single man, sorry, go ahead.
No, and I feel like that's harassment. Like when
it
I talk,
it is. Mind.
It's harassment. It, no matter it what, it, how you want to call it, like it started as like, that's how harassment works. They start leaning you up and making you comfortable with how they are and they behave, and then they turn it off, and they've made it more extreme to the point where I was just like, I was not responding. There's a text message that I said, okay, stop. It's not cool. I mean, I have text messages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
right.
Ali, thank you so much for joining us on honestly giving us your side. I feel like, you know, you gave us such a whole new perspective on you, and our fans in the live chat, they're like going off.
Yeah, they love it. They love
your son. Over some of them because they were questioning you. But thank you for sharing everything with us and, you know, giving everything your truth. And I know you're dealing with a lot of hate online, which is never easy. I mean, we get one bad comment and it's like the end of the world. So props to you for dealing with all that hate. I know it's not easy. It's so hard. Any last things to say to Ali before we wrap up?
No, I'm just glad we got to hear your side.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Thank you so much,
Ali. No, I just have a quick follow-up because because this is a really important point. So the way that Adam kind of turned on you started because he wanted to spray champagne on a passed out drunk MJ. Can you just quickly tell that story about production and how they thanked you for that?
Yeah, of course. We were in Vegas. It was her bachelorette party and MJ was passed out. Like she was not waking up. She was in bed. And Adam tried to open a bottle of champagne on her. and like mm-hmm. spray it to be cool, you know. And I stopped it because I was like, she's passed out in bed. She's gonna, I don't think she's gonna want to be sprayed by champagne and in her mattress where it's gonna get soaked. It's gonna get really gross. So yeah. I don't think that's nice. So I stopped him from doing that. And then he didn't like that. So the next day he called me in my hotel room and was telling me like, you know, girl, I'm on TV. I know what I'm doing. If you don't know what you're doing, don't ever get in my way. I've been trying to have a moment on TV.
Oh my God.
So that I'm like, so nice. Okay, moment on TV or not, that's like a really, you know, horrible thing to do on somebody. Nice. I don't want to do that. Especially you have to have a room change, like you have to have a mattress change. It's just really not cool.
It's a lot. Grow up.
And champagne smells. Like you don't want to sleep.
Yeah. Not cool. Not cool at all.
True.
Not cool. So then production was also on my side. And they said that, thank you for doing that, for stopping from doing that. So he just mm-hmm. didn't like it. And from then on, our problem started saying that I'm, you know, a shit talker. I'm somebody that is, you know, starts drama and I'm, you know, social climber. I'm trying to be friends with everybody. I mean, it's just like, it just went on and on and on to the point where they were trying to like kick me out of the group and not be friends with MJ and Destiny. And at that point when like the whole bedrest stuff was happening, so I was already really good friends with Destiny and MJ. Mm-hmm. And MJ and I have been really close, so it didn't affect me as much.
Right. Thank you. Thanks, Ali. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming. I know. Thank you so much, guys. We'll see you guys at the reunion. I mean, I don't know. Yes. I don't think we have a date yet, right?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm there or not. I hope so.
Fingers crossed.
I don't know.
But until then, you can find me at Rivette Soro on all social media platforms. Carla, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Carla Contreras, and I do Siren on Friday. So feel free to check me out there as well.
Nice. Ashley?
You can find me over on Instagram at Ashley Foltz.
And Amir?
You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at AmirYant_. Thank you, Ali. I had so much fun with you. You're such a sweetheart.
Thank you.
Yes, Ali, where can we find you on social media?
You can find me on Twitter, on Instagram, Facebook, Ali Ashori, same handle for everywhere. So my Twitter is Ali Ashori, AKA MJ's Little Fan.
Thank you so much, guys. We'll see you next time.
Bye, guys. Thanks for watching.
Bye.
Thank you.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.